Hey, what's up, homies? This is another episode of the Duke of the Right. Today is March 4th, 2020, and this is episode 9. Got some pretty cool things to talk about. It's gonna be around, I'd say, like an hour worth of shit. Go over a little bit of the Super Tuesday bullshit. You know, I don't really give a fuck, and I think that most people don't really give a fuck either. You know, it's the same old shit. Biden, you know, came out on top. You know, Bernie won California, the state with the most delegates, 400 something, but Biden won Texas, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Who cares? Who cares? They're both fucking idiots. They both suck. They're both so mediocre and so pathetic and such liars and panderers, and everything bad about a person is in them too, along with the vast majority of the Democratic candidates, with the exception of maybe Tulsi Gabbard, maybe because I have a little bit of a crush on her, because I think she's fucking smoking, for at least, you know, someone in the government. You know, government-wise, she's about an 8 or a 9. And I'm stealing this bit from my man Gavin McInnes. But he brought out a good point. It had me thinking, you know, there's different spectrums of the rating. And Gavin is big on this. You know, he's big on the rating woman thing. And he brought out a good point. So an 8 in government would be different of a rating on the street. So while I would say Tulsi is an 8.59 for an elected official, but if she wasn't, you'd think about it now and you couldn't really imagine it. But like, if you saw her on the street and she wasn't on TV, she wasn't anything special like that, you'd probably say she probably goes down about a point. But I love her. I think she's really pretty. I don't think that she's a real Democrat, honestly. I really don't. I don't think that she belongs in that party. Don't get me wrong. There's a bunch of things that I strongly disagree with. But I feel like a lot of her views are forced upon her because she's in the oppressive Democratic Party. And if you don't align with their views, you get destroyed by the left-wing mob. You know, first of all, she voted present when it came to the impeachment. I believe she was one of the very few Democrats who did that. I don't know if she was the only one. I don't know. But it just showed. And I'll tell you what, for her to do that, you know that she wanted to vote no. She wanted to 100% vote against the impeachment. But if she would have did that, she would have got outcasted from the Democratic Party, and that would have really destroyed her chances completely for running for president. So, you know, naturally she was thinking about her future, you know, her potential run for president, and also for her standing, her status in the Democrat, in the party that she belongs to. This is what the Democratic Party does. They are oppressive, intolerant people. It's absurd. It's absurd. You know? But here's the thing. There are some things I really disagree with her with. I don't I recall seeing something about her agreeing with the Green New Deal. And honestly, if you agree with anything in the Green New Deal, you really have negative brain cells. You are just completely out of control. You don't think, you don't have any common sense. So that I don't understand. But that being said, you see her on Tucker. You know, there's a lot of things that she does that most Democrats don't do. And I gotta give her the credit. I gotta give her the credit. And like I said, maybe because I have a crush on her, but she doesn't align with the Democratic Party. She's not a socialist. And as much as the Democrats say that they don't want a socialist in the White House, bullshit. They just don't want you to know about it. The Democrats have turned into the Socialist Party of America. But here's the thing. Bernie is stupid enough to be out in front about it and admit that he is a raging socialist, that he wants to completely change the country, radically transform it into a shithole, while the Democrats, the ones that claim they're not and hate Bernie, they still want socialism, but they know that the American people, the overwhelming majority of the American people, do not want socialism. So what they do is they pretend that they don't want socialism, right? Like what they're doing to Bernie, like what they did in 2016, like what they're doing now. But what they do, and this is what they do on so many things over so many decades, is they slowly chip away at it. They slowly add socialist policies, creating socialism in a way that's under the radar, so nobody really notices anything fishy going on. That's what they are, because they are sneaky. They're sneaky, manipulative people that are power hungry. And power hungry people are socialists. Socialism is all about power. Don't listen to them when they say it's about the people, it's about the workers. Bullshit. Because in a socialist society, all the citizens are at the same level. Everybody makes the same money, live in the same house that's worth the same amount, same jobs, government jobs, everybody's monitored. There's no doing better. Everybody has the same health care. But that's the citizens. Now, they don't talk about the elites, the Bernies of the world, the Elizabeth Warren, that annoying fucking librarian. Those people, they get the best health care, like American health care. They get the nicest houses. They make a shit ton of money because they are elitists. They would never, ever live the way that their citizens would. Look in history. Did Fidel Castro live like that? Live the way that his poor citizens of Cuba live? He lived like a king. How about the USSR? Stalin, all them. The socialist leaders, they were at the top. They made the most money. They lived in fucking palaces. They ate the fucking finest food. They were the first ones to get the food. And then whatever's left over, whatever crumbs are left over, that's what their people get. Yeah, hey, you're fucking hungry? Yeah, take a few pieces of fucking bread. We're done. We're full. That's the socialist way. And that's what Bernie would eventually bring to America. Now, one might say, he's only one person. He's only one person. What is he's not gonna do that. He just wants everybody to be equal. No, you stupid bastard. Because it's a fucking ripple effect. It's a snowball effect. Once you get a socialist in there, right? Now, everybody knows that socialism is quote unquote great in the very, very beginning, right? Because everybody got the free health care. You know, the funding is still in play, the free college, the loan forgiveness, blah, blah, fucking blah, right? And everything looks great. Now, that's how you reel the people in on board, because people start to say, oh, this actually is pretty good. This is pretty great. And it lasts long enough to get another socialist in it to really plant the seed of socialism in the government. You understand what I'm saying? So the more the people agree with it in the beginning, the easier it is to get more socialism into the government, into society, because the people agree with it, because the people are enjoying it. Until, and this happens every time, like clockwork, it all comes crashing down. Because guess what? We have 350 million people living in America. The funding will not last, period. It never does, and it never will. So once there's not enough funding to pay for everybody's college, everybody's health care, then what? That's where the sharp decline of quality of life and the country in general just gets absolutely destroyed. And that is the way socialism goes. And listen, that's not my opinion. That's not my opinion. This is just by facts, by history. Because unfortunately, and fortunately, history does repeat itself, especially when you're talking about failed fucking political strategies, failed government systems, time and time again. It's mental, absolutely fucking mental, to think that it's gonna work now, if it never worked before. Never once has it worked before. So, all in all, Bernie's plan, if God forbid he becomes president. Now, here's the thing. Like what I said earlier, how it will get people on board because the very beginning, it's always great. Now, that would happen, and that has happened in majority of the countries. But with America, it won't go over so easily because Americans overwhelmingly do not like socialism, and they know it because there's a lot of people, millions and millions of immigrants that fled socialist countries to come here and live here to be free. So you got those millions and millions of people who know, hey, listen, it may be good now, but in a very short amount of time, it's about to get fucking nasty. It won't go over. It won't last. But sometimes, and it could possibly happen once you start the socialism, it's just a downward spiral, and it's probably hard to get out of. You got to overthrow the government, and this is what we are faced with. And I really think that the people of America will we they won't elect a socialist. It won't happen. It won't. You got the dumb millennial and the dumb Gen Z people, whatever you want to call them. They'll vote for him because they're lazy. They want everything for free. That's the name of the game with them. Which is really pathetic because clearly they never worked a day in their life, never earned a living, don't own anything, don't know how shitty it is to pay taxes. That's a big thing. A lot of these millennials, they don't pay fucking taxes. A lot of them live off the government. Just like what Bernie did his whole fucking life. How could you want a guy who really never earned an honest living, never created anything, never created wealth for other people? How could you want him to be president? Look at Donald Trump. It's the complete fucking opposite. Even though they are both against the establishment, right? That's about the only thing that they have similar together. They're both against the establishment, and they're both energetic. Well, Bernie, whatever, but yeah, he's energetic, and he knows how to excite his base. But other than that, they're polar opposites. Trump made a living off of providing value, off of helping people, providing services, providing housing, entertainment. Everything he did was to help other people, to do things for other people. What did Bernie do? Bernie did nothing. He's a part of the establishment. In a lot of ways, he really is, because he's been in government for what, 50 years? Okay, he got arrested at the civil rights fucking rub. Okay, big fucking deal. Big fucking deal. The guy's a joke. He's a fucking joke. And it's a shame that there are a lot of people out here that really believe in him. They believe in this mental. Listen, the Democrats are really, they're fucked. They are fucked. I'm telling you, they're fucked. Look who you have. Look at your selections. Like, I made a list, all right? And I'm gonna run in a few minutes. I'm gonna do a rundown of all the people that ran for president, all the Democrats that had a bid, had a run for president in 2020. Not every single one. You know, you have those random guys that like Hickenlooper, fuck him. I don't even know who he is. We didn't name those guys, but there's, I think it's about 17 or 18 of these Democrats. Okay. And I made a list, and what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna comment on each one of them, and whatever comes to mind about them, I will say. I'm gonna be doing that in about 2 minutes. I just have to pause this and go do something for work. I'll be back in about 5 minutes, but you guys won't even know. So when I come back, we're gonna go over all the Democrats that had a run for president in 2020. All right, your boy is back. Starting to rain out here. Over here in Brooklyn. Fucking sucks over here, but Brooklyn's destroyed. Brooklyn turned to shit. It's a cesspool. The whole city is it's disgusting, honestly. It really is. All right, anyway. So before my little break, I said I'm gonna go through the majority of the Democratic candidates, the Democrats that ran for president in 2020. I didn't include those no-name people, like I said, Hickenlooper, that's the only one that I really could remember. But the ones that made some kind of traction or had some kind of popularity is on this list. And I believe it's about, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 17 of them. All right. So in reality, including all those no names, it was like 20 something. It was crazy. And they all equally sucked. All right. So we'll go. We'll start with the ones that are still in the race. So you got Joe Biden, you got Bernie Sanders, and Liz Warren, who's probably going to drop out. Then you got Mini Mike Bloomberg, you got Amy Klobuchar, you got Pete Buttplug, Booty Judge, you got Tom Steyer, Tulsi Gabbard, my love, Andrew Yang, Cory Booker, Kamala Harris. I don't know if it's Kamala or Kamala. Kamala Harris, Marianne Williamson, Julian Castro. I will not say Julian. It's Julian Castro, Bill de Blasio, Beto O'Rourke, Kirsten Gillibrand, and Eric Swalwell. So this is the list of the Democrats who ran for president for 2020. Is that not the most pathetic group of people you've ever heard? I mean, like, I have something to say about every one of them. So what I did, I played a little game with myself last night. It sounds a little weird, but I did that too. Just kidding. Not really. So what the game was I made the list, and the first few things that came to my head about them, I wrote down. So, and we're going to start from the top. Biden, senile, trying to ride Obama's wave, which is really what he's trying to do. You know, especially with the black voters, he'll say, I mean, basically says, I know I suck. I know I forget everything. I don't even know what fucking planet I'm on, but I was the first black president's vice president. And unfortunately, that gets blacks excited. It's that simple-minded shit that keeps blacks down. So what? What if Obama was a fucking murderer? Would you still fucking vote for him because he had the same skin color as you? Sometimes I think they would. Now you got Bloomberg. The guy's trying to buy the election. And now he drops out. Which is fucking, you know, which is sad for him that he lost $600 million. $600 million he spent on his campaign, and he drops out and he endorses senile Biden. Sleepy Joe. What? That sucks, man. Imagine that. I get pissed off when I lose a $20 bill. Bernie, socialist, full-blown socialist, Marxist, communist. Yes, communist. He's a fucking communist. I don't care what you say. I don't care what he says. If you are a Marxist and a socialist, you're a communist. It's all the same shit. Elizabeth Warren. I can't stand this woman. I cannot stand her. Like, she makes me misogynistic. As fucked up as that sounds, she makes me hate women. This is the perfect example of a female, of an angry feminist that is not happy with the way that her life is going because she listened to feminists, right? So instead of, you know, being a homemaker, instead of just shutting your mouth and stop trying to make a fucking point in the world saying that women could do just as men. Please. She's so annoying. I said, I ranted about this like last week about her raising her fucking hand on the debate stage. Like, I couldn't take it anymore. I actually could not take it anymore. She was making me cringe. She would shoot her hand up as soon as she heard something she disagrees with. But like in such an arrogant way that it made my fucking head spin. The woman's a liar. She lied about being fucking being Native American. And the best part is that Trump abused her so bad that she took a fucking DNA test and she's 1,024th Indian, which is less than the average American. So, like, Trump said it a few days ago. I don't know if it was at CPAC or whatever. He said something along the lines of, I'm more Native American than she is, and I have none, or something like that. And it cracked up. I fucked up that line for him. But, like, how is she still in the race? If a Republican did that, their lives would be fucking ruined. They would never be able to fuck. They would be destroyed. Their whole careers would be ruined. They would call them a racist. They would call them this, that, and the other. But that doesn't happen with the Democrats because it's a double standard. The biggest double standard in history is the Democrats and the Republicans. So there is that. Now you got Oh, and also she lied about getting fired for being pregnant. That was proven a lie, and she still lies about it. She still talks about it like it happened. Klobuchar. I don't really have much to say about her because she's like a nothing. I don't know how the fuck she's still in the race. She doesn't know when to quit. And she, I mean, I take that back because she just dropped out, what, 2 days ago? But the fact that she even made it to this point shocks me. I mean, I give her credit for staying in, but like, how did she not know for a fact that she was not gonna go anywhere? You know, how did she not grasp onto that? She's another one. She's just a fucking panderer. Let's see, who else? Who else? You got Butt Plug Booty Judge. He's trying to be white Obama. Why you would want to try to be Obama makes no sense to me, other than the fact that you want to try to get the black vote. That's pretty obvious. And anybody that panders like that, or panders in general to a certain race, is a dishonest crook in my eyes. You be yourself. You don't see Trump pandering. Trump's not pandering. Trump actually brings like results to these communities that are actually suffering. You don't hear him trying to talk in a, you know, in Ebonics. You don't hear him fucking talking like how AOC did. This is what they look like. You don't see him doing that. But what you do see him doing is addressing the black community and their disparities and the shit that's going on. And he does what he can to fix it. And he has fixed it way more than any other president in history. But they fucking call him a racist. The person, the president that helps your community the most out of anybody is the one that you call racist the most. Think about that fucking logic. It literally makes no sense. But we do have a rise in black Trump supporters. I know I always talk about this, but you're gonna be surprised on election day when you see the results. You're gonna be surprised. There are people saying it's gonna get 12%, 14%, you know, because you got 8% in 2016. But I can honestly believe in my heart that he might just get closer to 20%. And if he gets 20%, Democratic Party is done. I'm not just saying that. They're done. They do not have a prayer. If they lose the black vote, they're done. They rely on that solely. That is their bread and butter. The black community is the Democratic Party's bread and butter. They could always rely on them. But guess what? The way history goes, things change. And it's always a shock. And it hits you at the worst time. And if that happens to the Democrats, mark my words, it will be the ultimate collapse of the Democratic Party. They will have nothing because gays are leaving them in droves. Gays are disgusted with the Democratic Party. Hispanics, especially, because at the end of the day, Hispanic people are all about family. I'm Italian. We're all about family. And I know a lot of Spanish people, and they're very similar to us. Very similar. It's all about family and working hard and making a living. And Trump glorifies family, keeping the nuclear family together, right? He's all about family and he's all about jobs and he's bringing jobs to their communities like crazy, more than anybody else. The unemployment rate is at the lowest it's ever been. So that's what really matters to Hispanic people, to Latino people. And they're voting for him because that's what matters. They don't think he's a fucking racist. They know he's not a racist. So they're leaving the Democratic Party in droves as well because that's what's important to them. And that's what really should be important to everybody, family and work, because it correlates to each other. You want work, you want to make money so you could raise and just support your family. But unfortunately, and this is fact, now, notoriously, black people are are conservative people, right? And they are big on family, and they are big on working hard. That's in their DNA. But in the black America that the Democrats created, it's the total opposite. The Democrats dismantled the family. The Democrats dismantled the black family by welfare, by incentivizing single motherhood. In the same process, they dismantled working hard and providing because of welfare. And after decades and decades of the same shit, you get accustomed to that, you get used to that, and then you say, well, why the fuck am I gonna work? If I work, I'm gonna lose all this free money and this free housing. So it de-incentivizes doing that, and that's why you have millions of them living on the government. So no, it's not in their DNA to be bums. It's not in their biological makeup to not have a nuclear family, or to at least be big on family, having a mom and a mom and a dad, because they both play significantly different roles, but equally important roles in a child's life. And I'm sorry to say, and if you don't like it, too fucking bad, having two moms and two dads does not have the most positive effect on a child. It doesn't. Period. A child needs a mother. A child needs a father. And that's why the black community is suffering so bad, because fathers are practically a myth because of the government, because of the Democratic policies. With this in plan, with all a plan, all a fucking sick plan to dismantle the family, have kids grow up without a dad, live on welfare. So even though I got off track, but even though the unemployment rate in the black community is the lowest it's ever been, Trump is doing everything he can and continuing to do so to help the black community, putting the opportunity zones, just so many things that no president has ever done. There's never been outreach like this before from a president to the black community. But it doesn't matter to them. They're still going to overwhelmingly vote Democrat because they're so brainwashed that the important shit is not important to them. That's the thing. And I just don't understand it. I don't understand why they are so brainwashed and so against Trump when he's the one that's actually doing something. Obama did absolutely fucking nothing. He just enabled the black community way even more, put millions of more people on food stamps, gave them more free shit. Nothing to actually help them, like, spiritually. You know, there's some kind of, something happens in your body when you work hard and when you earn your own money. You know, that's like a really positive thing. I'm really big on this. Working hard, earning money, and looking at your bank account, looking at the cash in your hand that you, with your blood, sweat, and tears, earned, that has a really positive effect on the human body and the brain. And when you don't have that, it has a negative effect, especially when you consistently get shit for free without doing anything. So that's why the black community is really in despair right now, because they lack that drive, they lack that great, amazing feeling of earning a living. And it's really, really sad, but I think it's coming back, because Trump is Trump wants everybody to be successful. If he was a racist, the unemployment rate would be going up. What are they thinking? That by putting them to work is racist? By making them earn their own money? Racist and bigoted? Like, it's totally nonsensical. It makes absolutely no sense. Once the black community prioritizes the important things in life and starts thinking on their own instead of what the Democrats tell them to think, guaranteed black communities across America will be improving at a dramatic rate. But with the Democrats' thumb on their communities, holding them down, they're just going to stay the same. And they have stayed the same for decades. And they've always been, ever since the 60s, they have always been run by Democrats. The cities, the city council, the borough presidents, Democrats. And they all have the same agenda. Just like what Lyndon B. Johnson said, give them just enough to not complain, but not enough to give them power. You know how you give black people power? Give them opportunity. Let them know that nothing is holding them back. They don't want that. Because the more that they learn, the more they realize that, wow, like, this working thing is fucking amazing. This earning my own living, not relying on the government, providing for my own family, this feels amazing. What the fuck have you done to my people for the last 60 years? You know how many millions of fucking lives have been lost because of that? Because kids feel hopeless in the black community? Because they've been brainwashed with this thing that America has been holding them down and continues to hold them down. So they say, well, I'm going to end up dead or in jail anyway because that's the way it is in America. So I might as well just live it up and do what I want. Instead of letting them know that, no, you're a human, you're an American. You do have the opportunity to be whatever you want. You're not predisposed to stay in the projects and end up dead in jail or on drugs. That's not where you're supposed to be. That's not supposed to happen to you. You're in charge. If you're an American, you're in charge of your own destiny. And unfortunately, that has not applied to the black community since the 60s. And it needs to come back. Because black people are just as equal as anybody else in this country. They have just as much capabilities as anybody else. They could all be just as successful, maybe more. Because they're all individuals. But what happens is, like I said, like a broken record, when you incentivize not working, when you incentivize being a single mom and living off of the government, you lack character. Because working hard, right? Working hard, getting your hands dirty, providing value, that does something to your character. It gives you character. It lets your brain know that, wow, I do have some kind of meaning in this life. Like, I made people happy. Or I gave someone something they didn't have. I improved someone's life one way or the other. And I am a value, and I do have things to lose. It builds character. The black community has lacked character since the 60s. Because they've been deprived of that. They've been deprived of earning a living, of getting that amazing feeling of sense of accomplishment. And it's really fucked up. And the Democrats are really... I fucking hate them. I hate them for doing that to the black people. I genuinely do. They should not be fucking shoved into fucking 80-year-old projects in the Bronx like they're fucking cattle. They put the black people in these fucking shit neighborhoods. Well, unfortunately, they were nice neighborhoods and they got destroyed because of democratic policies and because of taking the character away from black people. So they have no fucking sense of pride because they don't own anything. Right? When you own something, you have pride. You want your place to look nice. But when you're not paying for it, you don't give a fuck if there's roaches crawling on your bed. You don't give a fuck if there's holes in the wall, if your windows are broken, if there's weeds everywhere. It's not your house. Who gives a fuck? But when you own something, you say, no. This is my house, and I don't want it looking like a fucking crack den. I want it to be the nicest house on the block. Democrats took that away from them. Every human being has that in them. You fucking took it away. But it's going to come back. And it's going to come back to fucking haunt you. It's going to come back to fucking haunt you, Democrats. I'm telling you it will. Because the black community is starting to wake up. It might be slow, but they're waking up. And they're starting to realize a lot of things. And what's going to happen is it's going to get to the point where it's going to spread. Realizing that you've been held down by the same party that says they're all for you. Meanwhile, they've been totally against you. And they're all going to get the fuck up and leave. And they're going to go to the other side. Because the real right, the real conservatives, we believe that every American is equal, truly equal, and in charge of their own destiny. If you're an American, you're not oppressed. If you live in America, you're privileged. Whether you're black, whether you're white, man, woman, gay, straight, it doesn't matter. You have a privilege that nobody in the world has, just for being an American. And they're starting to realize it. And shit's going to really hit the fan very soon. I cannot believe how far I got. It's actually really, something in me, I feel so passionate about this with the black people. You know, I really believe that they have been so fucking, they've been so manipulated and so destroyed as humans. Like, it's just, it's really disgusting. It actually does bother me. It really does bother me. And I know it bothers a lot of fucking conservatives, because being a conservative means to protect and conserve and preserve America and the Constitution and what we are about. And we are about equality for everybody. Equality. Equal opportunity, not equal outcome. And this country worked very hard to fix the bad things that we've done. With slavery, with Jim Crow. Those were terrible, disgusting times. But we fixed them. That is history, and that's going to stay history. It's going to stay in the past. And we worked very hard to change that up and to give black people the same rights as the rest of America. And for the Democrats to turn around and say that, nope, you're still very racist, they're still very oppressed, it completely squashes that. And it's a lie. It's a fucking lie. Anyway, let's get back to this pathetic list. We were on butt plug, right? Oh, he's all he does is pander to minorities. That's all he does. Every word out of his mouth is black. The gang, yeah. Tom Steyer, I don't even have much to say about him. I have nothing to say about him. He's a nobody. And he was also on stage a few days before he dropped out. He got on stage with some fucking rapper. Like, if that's not the most pandery, that's such a pander right there. Like, I hate panderers. I hate that so much. Why? You never listened to a hip-hop song in your life, Tom. I hope people saw through that. And he's faceless. Gabbard, I wrote hot. I'm really sick with her. I said she's an undercover Republican. I believe she is. But I think she supported the Green New Deal, and I think that's fucking stupid. Yang is a smart guy. I won't deny that. And I do agree with him with a lot of things. But I disagree with him with a lot too. UBI, I don't like it. I don't like it. Where the fuck is the money gonna come from? It's pointless. I do understand in a very weird way where he's coming from. I do. But when you think about it logically and you really just go beneath the surface, it's not the best idea. Just work fucking hard. But he does have good ideas. Cory Booker absolutely destroyed, or, you know, he destroyed Newark. He made it even worse than what it was. He is Spartacus. He has fake outrage. So he's naturally a phony, a fake, a phony, and a fraud, like my dad always says. There's nothing I hate more than someone who's like, who creates fake outrage to be pretend angry at something, you know, and a lot of Democrats do that, like Elizabeth Warren. She does the same thing. She gets so mad that she starts getting like that shaky, you know, that weird shaky thing. Don't like it. And he really sucked. Cory Booker really sucked, man. Like, if you look at his credentials, if you look at what he has done, he should have been out of the race in the first minute. Newark is a fucking terrible city. Crime rate is through the roof, especially when he was there. Don't matter though, right? Why? Because he's black. And because people are afraid to say, no, you suck. And it's not because you're black, it's because you suck. Kamala Harris. First of all, she's not even fucking black. She's half Indian. But she rides the black wave, the woke wave, and the wave of, let's all pretend to be something we're not so we could pander, because that is a form of pandering. I mean, maybe she's half black, but she acted like she was full black. She never disclosed that she was half Indian, but whatever. She was a prosecutor that, now everybody knows about this, where she put a ton of black kids in jail for pot, right, during her time as a prosecutor. Yet, she goes on, what was it, the Breakfast Club Hot 97, and talks about how she smoked and laughed about it and this and that. So that's a pure elitist socialist thing. Do as I say, not as I do. Right? You can't smoke pot. But I can, because I'm a prosecutor, because I'm higher than you. I'm socially higher than you. So therefore, I could do things that you can't do. And if you do them, you're going to jail. I think that was one of the things that took her down. Gillibrand, God. If she is not the definition of a typical New York bureaucrat, I don't know what is. I don't have much to say about her. I can't stand her. She's another panderer. She's a liar. She's a crook. She is the female version of Cuomo. A crook. And she sucked. And she wanted to abolish ICE. You know, the law enforcement agency that protects America from threats, from terrorism, from all that shit that was created in the aftermath of 9/11 to protect us, and she wants to abolish it. Not because she truly thinks that it's not good, but because she knows, or she thought, that she would get a lot of the Mexican, Latino, Latina votes, and also the beta male and the white leftist votes. Abolish ICE is one of the stupidest things I've ever heard in my whole entire fucking life. They literally protect us and you want to get rid of them. How about we get rid of them just in your neighborhood? How about we get rid of cops in your neighborhood? We'll see how you fucking like it. But no. But no, she'll make sure that she has fucking ICE agents circling her house. Another double standard. Beto O'Rourke, Beta, I think he was like my top three hated the most. Tried to be cool. Another wannabe white Obama, you know, with his rolled up sleeves and trying to be cool with his skateboard. Like, grow the fuck up. America, this is the problem. You vote people in because you think they're cool, not because you think that they're going to do well. That is the biggest fucking issue in this country. I don't understand. Oh my God, he skateboards. Nice skateboard. He would be the coolest president, man. No, he fucking wouldn't. No, he wouldn't. He's a child. He's a fucking child. And he's a fucking degenerate, too. What was it? Well, I forgot the name of his pathetic, like, punk rock band in the 90s. Did you ever see pictures of him? He was a bum. He was a fucking bum. He was a typical, like, punky kid, you know, that, like, hated the world and just sang about stupid shit. Rode his skateboard, man. You know, like, stop. Hey, America. Stop voting for people based on how cool they are. And start voting for people on how qualified they are. Because cool won't get you too far. Being a cool skateboard dude is not going to help you out of a war. Okay? And the fact that we have to address this just shows how stupid people really are. It's another pander. He's one of the biggest panderers to Mexicans and to young people. So far, just about everyone on this list is an extreme professional panderer. God, Beto is infuriating. Oh my God. Skateboarding, really? He skateboards onto a fucking stage. Julian Castro, he's an Obama, listen to me, an Obama appointee for something. I thought he sucked. I hated his face. I don't have much to say about him either. I couldn't stand his face. De Blasio, the fact that this bastard has the balls to run for president after he brings his city back into the 80s, destroys it again while it was doing excellent, and just all the problems that are going on in New York right now, and when he was, you know, back then, about a year ago, all the problems, not even a year ago, all the shit that he should have been there for, all the cops getting killed, all the crime, what does he do? Instead of fucking being there and fucking addressing the situation and letting the cops know that he's there for them and he's not taking the side of the fucking crooks, what does he do? He decides to run for president. You know why? Because this is a part of his plan all along, probably 30 years in the making. He doesn't give a fuck about the city. He never did. Why do you think he married a black woman? You think he really loves her? Or do you think it was all part of the plan to get the black vote to look as progressive as possible? This is how they work. This is what they do. And he's a Marxist communist, admittedly. Loves the label. Destroying New York City. But he runs for fucking president. And obviously he has no fucking chance. No, he had no chance, no prayer which is fairly obvious. You know? Okay, next is Marianne Williamson. So, the first thing that comes to my mind when I think of her is shrooms and acid. She's a trippy individual. She's all about the Zen and the universe and all this shit. But she did compliment Fox and bash liberal media. She said, why is it that Fox News is nicer to me than CNN and MSNBC? I'm paraphrasing, but it was basically that. She said it a few times. So I gotta give it that. I don't have much else to say about her. And then the last one, last but not least, Eric Swalwell. What a fucking clown. And he farted. So whenever I hear his name, I think of fart. And he's branded that for the rest of his life. He's done. The guy had no substance. He was a fucking... he was a nobody. And he still is a nobody. And he probably will always be a nobody. And he farted on live TV. That was beautiful. And it kind of represents the way the Democrat Party is in, the position they're in. Just one big fart. And that wraps it up for the Democrats who ran for president. So I'll just go over a few current events that happened and then I'll close out this show. Super Tuesday happened. But, oh my God, I already talked about this. We're not going to talk about that again. Biden won, basically, you know. Chris Matthews gets... I guess he resigned because of some sexual... some flirting allegations. All I have to say to that is... listen, I can't stand him. Chris Matthews is a fucking asshole. I think he's an idiot. But... this is sad. 3 years ago, he complimented a girl, said that she looked beautiful. Whatever he said. Nothing sexual. Nothing like that. Something about falling in love with you. It was a joke. It was an old fucking man calling a woman beautiful. A young woman beautiful. And 3 years later, she brings this up and he resigns. Like... you know what I would think? Like, when something like this happens to a liberal, I would think they would reevaluate. Like, wow, like, this movement that I'm a part of, I don't want to be a part of this anymore. It ruins people's lives for no reason on false things. Like, I would think, like, Chris Matthews would have some kind of awakening and be like, yeah, this is getting out of hand. I can't be a part of this. I can't be connected to this. This ruins people's lives. And he went on TV and just, like, completely embarrassed himself and said that he was wrong and all this shit. Like, no, fuck that. He didn't grab her pussy. He didn't do anything. He didn't hurt her. He complimented her. And 3 years later, she decides to bitch about it. I call bullshit. These women are miserable. Way to go. Feminism. Way to go, Me Too. You're destroying a whole generation of women. You're creating a generation of lonely, miserable women who hate themselves, who can't get a man because no man, no real man wants a woman like you. No real man wants a woman who doesn't believe in being a homemaker, doesn't believe in having children, and no real man really wants that. None. I don't. I get turned off by that, by girls that don't believe in being a homemaker and don't believe in that shit. I went on to do with you. And I have every right to feel that way because it's my life, it's my opinion, and it's a free fucking country. I guess in positive news, the Dow Jones went up like fucking, like I think it was 1,400 points today. It bounced back big time. And I was on Wall Street earlier today, right after the bell closed, about a half hour after, and there was a pep in everybody's step. Just shows how strong Trump's economy really is. I mean, the Dow, it's volatile, don't get me wrong. I mean, one day it's up 1,000, next day it's down 1,500, next day up 1,000. Like, it's just things that nobody has ever seen before, but it bounces back, knock on wood. That's because there's a lot of consumer confidence in Trump. And I think that this bounce back was definitely a good part, a big reason for the market to bounce back the way it did was because Bernie Sanders he didn't win Super Tuesday. He didn't get the most because, you know, all the healthcare stocks are up big time and he'll destroy. If Bernie Sanders becomes president, the economy will tank, will go into a depression worse than the Great Depression, I believe. He's not even president. He didn't even win the nomination yet. And when the market saw that it was a slight possibility of him even being a nominee, the market started fucking tanking. It wasn't all the coronavirus, trust me. The coronavirus is getting worse. So you would think that it would be connected. Like, 6 more people died in the last day or something like that. But Bernie lost. And that just shows how much effect Bernie had on the election. It's just a preview of what the market would be like if that fucking communist became president. The world, America would be destroyed before it could even try. Kim Kardashian visits the White House, visits Trump with the woman he freed in the prison reform. Good for her. Warren's probably going to drop out soon. Can't stand that fucking librarian. Biden rejects James Comey's endorsement. That's funny. James Comey is hated by everybody on every side because he's a fucking sneaky prick, a crooked cop. There's like 3 people infected with coronavirus in Westchester, a wife, the children, and a neighbor in Westchester, all infected, all tested positive for corona. Let's see. I know this is a speed round here. So, Andrew Yang is considering a run for New York City mayor. Funny. This was also funny. Anti-dairy protesters interrupt Biden's rally. Like, this is the definition of first world problems. You're protesting dairy. How about you let us fucking be? Leave us alone. If you don't like dairy, then don't consume dairy. Why do you gotta bring everybody else down? I fucking can't stand these people. They live so good. These white liberals, they live so good. They're so privileged that they have nothing real to complain about. But they have to complain about something because they are miserable, meaningless, substanceless people that they have to create something out of thin air. If you don't like dairy, then don't consume dairy. Why do you have to make other people suffer? This is what happens when the times are too good. I hate to say it. This is why we need to bring back the draft. And Tommy Robinson's kid gets touched by a Muslim at a water park in London or in Britain. And Tommy gets arrested. There's going to be more on that the next show I have. but it just shows how absolutely positively fucked Great Britain is, how fucked the UK is. It's absolutely destroyed. The victim is not protected, and the criminals are, as long as the criminal is a Muslim. Think about that logic. This infuriated me. And I'll tell you what, Tommy shows great restraint, because if that was me, if God forbid my hypothetical daughter was touched by someone, whether it was a Muslim, it doesn't matter who it was, I'm probably going to jail for murder. Probably going to jail for murder. Of the cops who arrested me, of the guy, everybody. And I think that's it for the notes. Let's see. I wish I could. Is there something positive I could find over here? Something funny? Two Iranian men lick a shrine in Iran after the whole coronavirus scare, because Iran closed down all these religious places and shrines where they touch everything. I guess these two guys broke into there, and there's a video of them actually licking it. Licking it. So they're arrested, potentially jailed for 2 years, and 74 lashes. They still do lashes in the Middle East. It just shows how non-evolved their culture has become, or is. Lashes. Fucking whatever. And let's see. I believe that's it. I think that's all I gotta say for the day. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. You know, I want to start ending on a more positive note, because I feel like it could get really depressing sometimes. I mean, I know it kind of gets me down sometimes. I think about this, you know, but I guess that'll be it for the day. Oh, let's just check the news real quick, and then we'll end this. All right. Let's see. Daily News. No, not Daily News. New York Post. Let's see the latest stories. Anything good? Well, the Yankees, they're going to be starting soon. Starting regular season. That's exciting for me. You know what? There's not much positive news in the paper right now. I'm sorry I failed you. All right, we're ending it. I'm not going to make you guys suffer even more. I hope you guys have a great night, and I'll have a nice show either tomorrow or Friday. And I think that's it. Good night, guys. Hey, what's up, homies? It's another episode of The Duke of the Right, and this is episode 10. Yay. So this is my 10th episode. I didn't think that I would even get this fucking far, to be honest. But I did. And so it's going to be a special type of episode today. You know, I'm gonna go through some current events that happened between yesterday and today. But the rest of the episode, we're gonna be talking about a topic that has been going around, you know, America for a while now. Technically, for 100 years, and It's socialism. And the rise of socialism in America. And why it's being glorified and why it's not being absolutely destroyed as a whole from the whole country. And we're going to talk about a group named the Dream Defenders, right? Sounds like such an innocent, nice name, right? Oh, the Dream Defenders. Not so innocent. Actually, the opposite. Pretty terrible, nasty, disgusting, racist group on the far, far left. But we'll save that for, in a, you know, probably about 20 minutes. So today is March, I don't even know what fucking day it is. I think today's the 6th, right? Yep, today's Friday, March 6th, 2020. This is my 10th episode. It's a pretty big deal in my head. Let's see. So today, so the last few days, we'll start off with the stock market. The last few days, the stock market took some hits. The last 2 weeks, the market has been so crazy, so volatile. And I'll tell you what, if it wasn't for Trump's phenomenal economy, we would be in a fucking recession by now. Because the Dow dropping down 3,000, 4,000 points in a matter of a week and a half, that's a lot of points. That's a lot. That's a big, big drop. It wasn't all at once, you know, but because the economy is so strong, you got this phenomenal cushion from unemployment rate being historically low to consumer confidence. People have more money in their pocket. The housing market is booming. You know, a recession really is not in the cards with this economy. Now, if it was something like 08, we would be in a fucking, in a state of shock. You know, but the market, even though it's taking those, it's taking beatings every other day, you know, one day it drops 900 points, next day it's up 1,200. Day after that, down 900, next day 1,300, up. It's crazy. It's something that nobody's ever seen before. You know, but that's what happens when you have such a strong, resilient economy. And honestly, we could thank President Trump for that. So let's see, what else? Okay, so Weinstein's out of surgery, out of heart surgery, and he's going right to Rikers. I wonder what's gonna happen. I mean, I don't wish death on anybody. And that whole fucking situation with him is very weird. No matter what, the guy's a fucking disgusting pervert. He's a fucking lowlife. Probably got bullied in school, probably never got any pussy in his whole life until he became this fucking, you know, this, what do you call it, director, producer. And then, you know, I guess to get back at all the girls that rejected him in high school. So now he, you know, uses it as like a, either you suck my dick or you don't get the job, you don't get the part, you know. So he's a pervert, he's a degenerate piece of shit. But nobody really addresses the fact that these women who do this, why did they not step up as soon as it happened? And if it's so damaging, why didn't you just say, get the fuck off me. Get the hell out of here. I don't want the fucking job. You know? So how come no women aren't being held accountable, at least a little bit? I'm not saying it's all their fault. And I already established that Weinstein is a... literally a piece of shit, a disgusting fucking perv that deserves to be in jail for a very long time. Why didn't the woman who got involved with him, why did they just put the part above it? Don't they have any kind of self-respect? I mean, it's a fucking movie part. Listen, if someone offered me $1 million, but the only way I could get that $1 million is to suck somebody's dick, I don't think I'm going to do it. I definitely am not going to do it. Period. And why didn't they say anything as soon as it happened? You know? Because all these women did, by not saying anything, basically just enabled him to do it to other women. And then they said, oh, well, you don't know how tough it is. No. If you're getting taken advantage of, you gotta fucking call the cops. But I'm probably gonna be called a sexist now, because I believe that if, you know, that they should have fucking stepped up and said something, or at least say, get the fuck away from me. I don't even want the fucking part. You know, but whatever. Can't win with these fucking people. Hollywood is the worst industry in the world. It's disgusting. Everybody knew about the casting couch for years and years and years, and countless people kept their mouths shut. You know why? Because that's just the way it is in Hollywood. We don't ask, we don't tell. So, and by the way, all those don't ask, don't tell people, they're all fucking hardcore leftist fucking pieces of shit. So, you know, these liberals call Republicans and conservatives racist, sexist, misogynistic, all this shit. Meanwhile, they're the one, you know, the left, they're the ones that are having all these problems in Hollywood. Hollywood is not a Republican, it's not a conservative industry. It's about 90 to 95% left. And it's incredible how nobody talks about that. It's disgusting. They're all disgusting people. Because you got to remember, they're actors and actresses. They make a living off of being fake. They make a living off of pretending. Doesn't that, you know, put any... Doesn't that put anything into perspective? Like, whatever. I'm sick and tired of these fucking people. And it drives me crazy when people idolize celebrities. It's like, you know that they're low lives. You know that they all knew about the casting couch. They all knew about Harvey Weinstein. God knows who else was doing it. But nobody said a word. Nobody said a word for decades about Harvey. And he was doing it since, what, the early 90s? Something like that? Maybe even earlier? I don't know. And now, 25 years later, 30 years later, somebody says something? Fuck out of here, man. They all protect each other because they're all demonic, evil people. They're soulless. They have no fucking spine. I hate them all. I hate them all. I'm not even going to bother talking about coronavirus, because it's just this hysteria over a fucking a virus that has such a low mortality rate compared to the flu. The flu kills tens of thousands of people a year. And the last thing I saw, 90,000 people in the world had a case and, what, 3,000 died? Yet, people are in a frenzy. I went to Costco last week and the lines were... I had things in my cart. The lines were so bad that I put everything back on the shelves and I left. There was no way that I was waiting on that line. And people's carts were full to the brim, like there was going to be a fucking 10-foot snowstorm coming tomorrow. That's what it reminded me of. It reminded me of when people bug out because of a snowstorm coming and they go shopping. It's just a way to spend money. It's, you know, people need to be hysterical about something. People need something exciting in their lives because people are bored. Let's see. Liz Warren drops out. That's old news. That was about time, that angry librarian. Oh, Chuck Schumer. Fuck Schumer. Threatened Gorsuch and Kavanaugh to his angry leftist pro-abortion, probably fat, ugly feminist woman that he was speaking to on the steps. And now they're going to censure him. He said that Gorsuch and Kavanaugh will pay the price. So, like, You know that the left, that these Democrats are militant. You know that they're the most intolerant people in America right now. They really are, by far. If you don't align with exactly their own beliefs, then they will make sure that your life is ruined. They'll threaten you. They'll go to your house, like what they did to Tucker, which was repulsive. Whatever. It's crazy. Spike Lee. This is the last thing I'm going to talk about before we get to the main event, the main topic. So, Spike Lee, for those of you who are listening that aren't from New York City like me, Spike Lee is a movie producer, a black movie producer that made a living on making terrible movies. The only good one, the only one that I liked, the only two that I liked were the Summer of Sam and Do the Right Thing. Other than that, his movies are horrible. So this guy Spike Lee, he hates white people. He absolutely hates white people. He thinks that his shit doesn't stink, right? So last week he gets kicked out of Madison Square Garden. So he's been going to, like, what, every Knick game for the last 20 years, right? Sitting courtside. And I didn't get the full story. I got it from Gavin McInnes' show. But he for 20 years he went through, the same, I guess, the player's entrance or whatever the fuck it is. And one day, because of, whatever the reason is, the security guard stopped him and said, "Listen, you gotta, I'm sorry, but you gotta go through I guess, the general entrance." And he wasn't having it. And he said, "I'm not going anywhere, blah, blah, blah." And he wouldn't leave. He was being really stubborn and just a real jerk off about it. And so now he's going on strike for the rest of the year. He's not going to any Knick games. Like it really makes a difference. So while he was in the news, apparently, he called all black Trump supporters house slaves. I don't know if he said house niggas or house slaves, but so he called the black people that don't think like him, that think outside of what the Democratic Party tells them to think, he calls them house slaves. Think about that. You're discouraging your people, quote unquote, to not think for themselves and to think the way that the Democratic Party tells you to think, using scare tactics, using name calling. Black Trump supporters are, first of all, it takes a lot of balls to be a black Trump supporter because they all know that they are subjected to violence, death threats, extreme name calling, defamation, whatever you name it. Uncle Tom, house slave, coon, race traitor, to brand you like that and ruin your life because you leave the Democratic plantation. So, Spike Lee is doing a great, great disservice to black people in general. That's why, like I said, Kanye West, his main thing is not telling you who to vote for, but telling you to use your own head, to not just think the way that the Democratic Party tells you to think. Nobody should tell anybody how to think. You come up with your own hypothesis, your own opinions. Doesn't matter what color you are. And that's why the Democratic Party is the party of racism still till this day. Nothing changed since slavery. Nothing did. The only thing that changed was they are in a disguise. They're not straightforward about being racist. They're not straightforward about it. What they do is they lie, they gaslight, they point fingers at the Republican Party saying that the Republicans are racist to take the attention off of them. That is what they do. That's what socialists do. It's really insane. It's just absolutely insane. And I've said this time and time again on my show. Once the election comes up, people are going to be appalled. They're going to be shocked by how many black people actually end up voting for Trump. There are people that are saying he's going to get maybe 12 to 14% compared to the 9% he got in 16. And honestly, I believe that he's going to get more than that. And if he does, if he gets like 20%, that's a big deal. That's a very big deal. And the Democrats will be shitting in their pants. Trust me. They're not going to be happy. Because that goes against their whole rhetoric, their whole narrative. Because the whole narrative is that he's a racist. He's racist towards black people. So if 20, 30% of black people vote for him, there goes their main narrative against him. What do they have after that? And that's including the media. Because the media and the left, they're interchangeable. They're the same thing. The media is the biggest part of the Democratic Party. So once their narrative kind of diminishes, goes away, then what? What do they have? So clearly he's not the big racist that you thought he was, because 30% of the black population voted for him after the first term, right? What do you have? So now you can't play the race card on anybody. I mean, you can't really to begin with, because, I mean, the black community is doing pretty damn good under him for what he could do, you know, even though the Democrat Party and all the mayors, they stand in his way because they want to hold black people down. But with what he could do, he's helping them out as much as he can, more than any other president. I went through this again and I'm not doing it. But it's happening, people. It's going to be a great awakening, and I can't wait.